जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जन बाला भागी वरधारी, गोपी जन बाला भागी वरधारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तेरा वनचारी, जमुना तेरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे हरे, जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद प्रभु पद जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय गुरु भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत गरी वैष्णव बिंद की जय, नमाचार्य श्रील भट्टाचार्य ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। अलाचुआ नीरमणि धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। स्वामीपद वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गुरु निताय भगवान की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू शिल प्रभुपाद। So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 15. Title is The Summary of the Pandavas Retire. And today we are serving text 21. Lord Krishna is in every word, every sentence in Bhagavatam, but because my consciousness is not purified, I cannot see. For that reason, we invoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev, who is the supreme, absolute, predominating deity of consciousness. So Prabhupada introduced us to chant. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirae Nasta Praesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki. So text 21. Tadvaidhanusta Isharasa Ratho Hayaste Soham Rathi Nipatayo Jatha Anamanti. Sarvam skanena tadabhut asadi sakriktam. Bhasman hutam kuhoka radham ivoptam ushayam. You will not break your teeth if you chant. Don't worry. When that sounds like teeth will fall also. Tadvaidhanusta Isava Saratho Hayaste Soham Rathi Nipatayo Jato Atma Manti Jato Anamanti Sarvam Skanena Tadabhut Asadi Shagriktam. Sarvam
भस्मान हुतम कुहक राधम इवप्तम उयुष्याम।
प्लीज चैंट।
तद्वै धनुस्तै शशारथधयास्ते सोऽयं रतिनिपतयो जत आनामन्ति। सर्वं स्कनेन तदभूत् असदीशरिक्तम् भस्मान् हुतं कुहक राधम् इवोक्तम् उषायम्। तद्वै धनुस्तै शशारथहयास्ते सोऽहं रथिनिपतयो जत आनमन्ति। सर्वं स्वेन तदभूत् अशीषयितम् सर्वं स्कनेन तदभूत् असदीश रिक्तम् भस्मान्हुतं भक्तम् उषायम्। तद्वै धनुस्तै शरथो हयस्ते सोऽहं रतिनिपतयो जत आनमन्ति।
सर्वं क्षयेन तदभूत् असदीशरिक्तम्
सर्वं क्षयेन तदभूत् असदीशरिक्तम् भस्मान्हुतं कुहक राधम् इवोक्तम् उषाम्। मदर्स्, तद्वै धनुस्तै शशारथहयास्ते सोऽहं रथिनिपतयो जत आनमन्ति। सर्वं स्कनेन तदभूत् असदीश रिक्तम् हुतं कुहक राधम् इवोक्तम् उषायम्।
एनीवन एल्स वुड लाइक टू ट्राई? सिनोनिम्स Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Tat, the same, boy certainly, dhanu te, the same bow, isha, ishava, arrows, sa, the very same, rataha, chariot, hayayate, the very same horse, Shaham, I am the same Arjuna, Rathi, the chariot, fighter, Nipataya, all the kings, Jata, whom, Anamanti, offered their respect, Sarvam, all, Skanena, at the moment's notice, Tat, all this, Abhut,
became asat, useless, isha, become the Lord, riktam, being void, bhasman, hutam, bhasman, ashes, hutam, offering butter, kuhaka, radham, money created by magical feats, eva, like that, uptam, sown, ushayam, in barren land. Translation. I have the very same Gandiva bow, the same arrows, the same chariot drawn by the same horses, but I use them as the same Arjuna to whom all the kings offered their due respect. But in the absence of Lord Krishna, all of them at moment's notice have become null and void. It is exactly like offering clarified butter on ashes, accumulating money with a magic wand, or sowing seed on barren land. Srila Prabhupada's purport. We have discussed more than once, one should not be puffed up by borrowed plumes. All energies and powers are divided from the Supreme Source, Lord Krishna. They act as long as he desires, cease to function as soon as he withdraws. All electrical energies are received from the powerhouse. As soon as the powerhouse stops supplying energy, the bulbs are of no use. In a moment's time, such energies can be generated or withdrawn by the supreme will of the Lord. Material civilization without the blessing of the Lord is child's play only. As long as the parents allow the child to play, it's all right. It is all right. As soon as the parents withdraw, the child has to stop. Human civilization and all activities thereof must be dovetailed with the supreme blessing of the Lord. Without these blessings, all advancement of human civilization is like decoration on a dead body. It is said here that a dead civilization and its activity are something like clarified butter on ashes. The accumulation of money by magic wand and the sowing of seed in a barren land. Om Ajnana Timiram Dasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutalen Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Pancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacham Paditanam Pavanibho Vaishnavebho Namo श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल I'm very grateful to be here with you all. I'm very much appreciating Srila Prabhupada for creating this wonderful society, ISKCON, where these five wonderful limbs of bhakti, the essence of all Krishna consciousness, boils down to these five according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, anybody does these five limbs of bhakti every day, guarantee love of Godhead will be awakened in the heart and will go back home back to Godhead. And if you look at our daily program in the morning, we all do five things. And Srila Prabhupada did not say so much about it, but he made it wonderfully. So I am very eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada. And what are those five things? Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Sri Mathura Vas, Sri Murtira, Shraddhaya Sevan. First is Sadhu Sangha. Where are you going to get Sadhu Sangha in America if you don't go to ISKCON temple? Where are you going to get? So, I'm very grateful Srila Prabhupada created this society and then he created this association of devotees. One should be eternally grateful, or at least for 10,000 years. After that, I don't know. But at least Prabhupada says, he will remain a Shiksha Guru. So first is Sadhu Sangha, second is? Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan. That's what we do. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then, Bhagavat Shravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very interesting. All the temples, all over the world, Prabhupada made such a wonderful. It was not actually there in our tradition. It is Srila Prabhupada made it. The Bhagavatam there after evening arati. It is Srila Prabhupada made it in the morning. Your day began with hearing Bhagavatam. So wonderful. And then, the deity worship and residing in a place where Krishna's glory and Krishna's places, like we have a Vrindavan creation every Janmashtami except this pandemic year. So these five activities, if anyone does every day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, a pancha alpa sangha, even little bit, if you do every day these five limbs, or even one limbs very prominently, your love of Godhead will be awakened in the heart. So with that note, I'm going to begin. This is a wonderful purport Srila Prabhupada gave, and wonderful translation. And how do you collaborate? Now there are three things given by, spoken by Arjuna, how he feels in the separation from Lord Krishna's association. When we say association, association means what? Service. Love means service. If there is no service, this is not a love. I love Prabhupada, but am I doing something to please Prabhupada? Otherwise, this is not really love, according to Rupa Goswami. Love means service, and the service has to have two things. action has to carry my intention and attention. Then that action will become love. What is my intention? Intention to please Krishna is not enough. It has to be favorable intention. Because Chanura, he's a demon appointed by Kamsa. And when Sukhdev Goswami says, when Chanura was hitting Krishna, Krishna was smiling. So he says, Krishna is happy. Because Krishna loves the Shivlari, you know. Whether he's a demon or not, to him he's not a demon, he's all children. He's in a wrong way, wrong place, wrong contamination. So Krishna was happy. So the question raised by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami Pad actually, is this actually devotion? So no, this is not devotion, even though Krishna is happy. Why? Because the intention of Chanura was to kill Krishna. What kind of, it cannot be called devotion. Even though Krishna is taking it as a enjoying. The other side is given. Mother Yashoda, Krishna is really demanding to drink the breast milk, but she put him down to take care of the stove of milk. So Krishna is angry, and you know how the Damodar Leela took place because of that anger. So it seems like Mother Yashoda is not pleasing Krishna. But is that considered pure devotion? Yes. Why? Because Mother Yashoda already spoke about it. She said, my breast milk cannot raise this child as a strong, stout, macho, handsome boy. I need those milk product so that he can grow as a wonderful child for future. So what was her intention? For her son's future. Everybody is with me? So because her intention is so wonderful for Krishna's health, Krishna's future, then it is pure devotion. So we have to, this is a boundary. That favorable attitude also given in a breakdown by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, favorable attitude which is without hostility. You know hostile? Everybody knows what is hostile? Hostile? Chanting, I have to do it, put it down. You're not in a favor of holy name. You think you're going to get a result? No. This is very important. Arjuna is showing this chapter, that even though he lost his power, he feels. Right now he's expressing, whole chapter is all about this. But he never had a resentment against Krishna. This is very important. Bhishma Dev, same mentality. He's in opposite side against Pandavas, but never hated Krishna. How can you develop this? When you see the cause of your suffering, cause of your problem in life is not Krishna. Even though Krishna is the cause of all causes. Bhishma Dev repeated that. Krishna, you are the cause of all causes. And he sees Krishna is the instigator of his getting shot, you know, with the arrow. But he never ever in his mind thought Krishna is the cause of my suffering. Oh, I hate that devotee. You have a resentment against that devotee? You're going to block perceiving the transcendental mellow of holy name. I will be chanting, but the tasting will not be there. Not possible. Resentment has to be out. Arjuna never had resentment. This is first thing. Second thing, he always saw Krishna is the cure of all his problems. Even though Krishna arranged this battlefield, he arranged this fighting, he arranged this, Arjuna didn't want to fight. But Krishna, Arjuna never ever in his mind, He took it, oh, Krishna is causing all this problem. Never. Krishna told this to that Brahmana who challenged in Dwarka. He said, you are the cause of all these 640 million people dead. You are created such a havoc, Varna Sankara, that all these ladies now will have unwanted children because they don't have a husband. What will happen in this world? It's a mess. What kind of God are you? And Krishna was listening because he's a Brahmana. Brahmana generally Krishna give privilege. But then Krishna, Arjuna was there. And Krishna says, you are Brahmana, you're supposed to know the truth about me. But it seems like you do not have any clue about it. Arjuna had to counsel this Brahmana. Do you know who allows you to speak even in front of me? It is me, Krishna says. It is me who allows every living entity to talk. Even, what to talk about challenging God? Arjuna, of course, counseled very well to that Brahmana who Krishna is. But Krishna also revealed. I like those verses that gives what we should focus. Bhaktivinoda Thakur made it into song. Sada suddha siddhakam bhakata vatsalanam bhakata janera nitya sami. Krishna has unlimited quality, yes, but one quality stands above all quality, that he cares for each soul. But of course, how he cares, this we cannot find out on our own inference. Why? Because Bhagavad Gita says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani cha Arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mantuvedana kaschana. In 7.24, Krishna says that Vedaham samatitani, I know your past life, what you did before you came to Gayana birth. Krishna said this. Sama atitani, atit means past. You follow? I know your past, where you're coming from, how this birth is taking place. I have full idea. Nothing is hidden. Because it is me who sanctioned. I know your future also. And I know what you're doing now, present. So I am planning for your future by seeing your future and knowing your past. But what are you planning for your future? You have no idea about your previous life. You have some idea, imagination for future, right? You don't know what future really holds. And you're planning your future. Will that match with Krishna's? Maybe not. So what should we do? We should have a dependence on Krishna. This is what Krishna is doing to Arjuna. Every separation ignites a new meeting, new experience that Arjuna never experienced in that relationship. Brajavasi is doing this every day, every moment. 1968, Srila Prabhupada gave lecture in Canada on Radhastami. In that lecture, Srila Prabhupada repeated very interesting point. He says, are you developing separation feeling from the Lord? Separation feeling from the Lord is a test whether you are tasting or advancing. The taste of our advancement, or you can say the test of our advancement is the taste for our practice. So very wonderful that this Arjuna is experiencing this. Such a wonderful. First of all, if I ask you, any one of you, who are you? First thing, we should not say we're servant of Krishna. We should separate first ourselves from this matter. Because whole Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam has a two transformation. One transformation is how to get out of this material world. You follow? And most of the religion in this world falls into this category. They are one with us. Even Mayavadis, even Buddhism, we also align. Lot of things are similar. But the second transformation, after you elevate your consciousness out of matter, when you say material, material means dealing with matter. Spiritual means dealing with spirit, Krishna, soul, that's all. You separate. Material means anything to do with the matter, dead matter. And matter has two manifestations, subtle and gross. Gross is the five elements and subtle is three elements. Krishna says this in 7.4 Bhagavad Gita. Identity, first thing, any philosophy you go, how to separate you, the spirit, cut out of matter, how to do it in a loving way. Hitting and hammering sounds good, but it's not pleasant. It's like a painful, you know, hitting and hammering. Oh, that's nice. You do the hitting and hammering to make a piece of gold into beautiful ring. Wow, it's so nice ring. Yeah, after it's finished. But while hitting and hammering going on, the experience the devotee go through, not necessarily pleasant. I also went, and I'm sure you all are also, some or other, we all are going. But ultimately it's beautiful ring on Krishna's hand. So something like that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. But Arjuna's case is not like this. Arjuna's case here, this chapter, is the second transformation. I love the way Prabhupada put it on Sarvam Bhattacharya, because Sarvam Bhattacharya is like one of us. Sarvam Bhattacharya is not eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. At least according to Prabhupada, in the letter to Jodhurani, you can look at in Vedabase, Prabhupada says this is his last life journey out of material world. And I take it from the letter, from that letter. When your love for the Lord, for Prabhupada and Krishna, is more than this material world, you will be out of this world. That is the measurement, standard of measurement. After the second transformation, if you look at in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read Madhya Lila chapter 6, all about Sarvam Bhattacharya. So finally Mahaprabhu delivered him after 7 days, all this. Wonderful. This is the one thing I learned from that conversation. If you really want to favor another devotee or another person, do not, you have a right to correct on behalf of Prabhupada if something is done wrong by that person. But make sure you have some guideline how Krishna spoke to Arjuna, how Mahaprabhu spoke to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Even for a parents to the children, do not ever accuse them. Even they did wrong. You have to learn the art. Krishna says, what is this? Anudbegna, karam bhakkam, sattam param hitam chajat. Five ingredients, five components to speak. If you want it to be effective, if you really want that child or that disciple or that devotee learn by your association, do not ever accuse. Because accusation blocks the hearing perception. Not the ear, but the hearing perception that has to go through the brain to the heart, that is blocked. It will go through the ear and comes out of the other ear. After 1 year, you remember what I told you? Yesterday? No, you are angry. That's not what I told. Well, that's what he got it, or she got it. So I said, there is an art, you know, a very sweet art, the way Krishna spoke to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita. So wonderful. But back to this Sarvam Bhattacharya. After Mahaprabhu delivered, then Prabhupada writes, Mahaprabhu came back, and then he wants to take off for South India too. And Sarvam Bhattacharya said, no Prabhu, please, please stay some longer. So Mahaprabhu reciprocated. Krishna, we should always find that quality. He's a reciprocal. Be always prepared to reciprocate with the holy name. Not just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He's a reciprocal, he's a person.
He is here to reciprocate. So be reciprocal always. Then Krishna will reveal himself. So Mahaprabhu stayed after 2 days. He said, okay, I'm leaving. No, then, can you imagine? Sarvam Bhattacharya fainted. And Mahaprabhu, what he did? He just walked out. And Prabhupada writes, as if nothing happened, he just walked out. He saw the person so much in love. Finally, he fell in love. And he fainted and Mahaprabhu walked out. Now you can assume, like, he doesn't care? Yes, he does. This is Rupa Goswami Pad's beautiful GPS map called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Nectar Devotion. And in Nectar Devotion it says, this kind of separation will purify something last rigid, little trace still lingering in the heart. You know what I'm talking? Maybe you never heard. Something like, maybe there is still more chance to enjoy in this world. You never heard? You never felt? Maybe not, but I did. Maybe there is a chance still I could have a, you know, good life materially. This thing has to be gone. How? Not now. After Krishna gives you a first installment of taste. Then he put you in a position, you feel like, he doesn't care for what? I sacrificed 50 years for him. I want to come, but I have a lot of baggage I'm carrying for so many lives. I let it go, finally I came, but now Mahaprabhu left. But it is required. This is what Krishna is doing to Arjuna. He disappeared. Now Arjuna, whole Bhagavad Gita is revealing. What he could not use in battlefield, now he is using all this. It's wonderful. Arjuna's bewilderment came from where? We have a many identity in life. We have a functional identity. Who are you, Radhikesh Prabhu? I am a husband of Mother Premanjali, he is going to say. I am a doctor. I am an astrologer. Is this true? Yes. But this is functional identity. Arjuna had a functional identity. I'm a Kshatriya. I'm a Dharmic. I have to protect my family. I have to do my this. There's nothing wrong. This is functional identity. But when he saw himself with this functional identity bewilderment, he was in trap, problem. And there will be always problem with functional identity. Should we give up? No. Bhagavad Gita did not say that. But Bhagavad Gita did not say either focus first. So Arjuna in the bewilderment, he asked Krishna, okay, Gandiva, today we read the translation. What the translation Prabhupada says? I have the very same Gandiva bow. Arjuna told to, with this Gandiva, Gandiva is a very powerful bow. It's not something, this is not what I plan to speak, but anyway, I just went that route, I'll just speak that. I had a plan of something else. But I'll just speak with that. The Gandiva is so powerful that even with the amongst brother, nobody ever in this entire world can insult even one word against Gandiva. So Yudhishthira Maharaj told to Arjuna, today I got attacked by Karna and everybody. What is value of your Gandiva? He just said like this, what value of your Gandiva? He pulled out the Gandiva and ready to kill Yudhishthira. Luckily Krishna was there. See, what are you doing? He said, he insulted my Gandiva. He said, but you also took a vow to serve your under your brother. You forgot that instruction? Your vow that you will serve in the battlefield under your elder brother Yudhishthira. And you want to kill him because he insulted your Gandiva? So he had an attachment to Gandiva. This is also functional. This is not fundamental. So if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, the scenario is changed. What is changed? When Arjuna says, Gandiva is sleeping off, I can't fight. he surrendered. He says, Karpanna dosa apahata sabhava.
Prichami dharma sammura cheta. Beautiful verse 2.7. The prichami that I'm asking you, I'm surrendering to you. Sadhimam tam prapannam. Prapannam means prakrishta rupena apanna. I am completely surrendering to you. Guess what? After three verses he said, but I'm not going to fight. What kind of surrender is that? Sounds like familiar? Sounds like me. Sometimes we say we surrender to Prabhupada or surrender our guru, but after a few days, I have to make some money and get married, or you know. Did you talk to your guru? Well, you know, I took initiation. So Arjuna said, I'm ready to surrender. And Prabhupada said, Krishna smiled, Prabhupada, and gave the reason, because no more friendly talk, is a serious disciple and guru. But after three bars, you look at the text 10, Arjuna said, but I'm not going to fight. So you're telling Krishna, what are you going to do, your job? What kind of surrender is that? But if you look at very dramatic Bhagavad Gita, so wonderful for our life, this is our lifestyle, what we deal with. Then on Krishna started, what is your bewilderment coming from? Functional identity. You are a kshatriya, you are a fighter, you are killer of the aggressor. These are bewildering. But guess what? You are neither either one. And Arjuna says, oh, I'm not either one? No. Dehi nasmin jata dehe ko umaram jovanam jara. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatta namuyati. You are my dear friend, Arjuna, you are soul. You are not a killer of aggressor. You are not a protector of your family or Pandava or Kulodharma. Nothing. No functional identity. That's not you. You are a soul, belongs to super soul. And I am that super soul. Your duty is to follow. This is fundamental identity. So we see Arjuna proved the beautiful things for us. The problem will come, but problem doesn't come on the fundamental identity. Problem comes with functional identity. So at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna's final expression with his, after liberation, he elevated his consciousness by the Krishna's dialogues. Arjuna asked 16 questions total. Krishna spoke 574 verses to answer those 16 questions. And Sanjaya glorified this in 42 verses. Dhritarashtra spoke one, total 700 Bhagavad Gita. It's wonderful. Then, end of Bhagavad Gita 1873, Arjuna expressed, Nashta Moha, by your mercy, knowledge has come, with feeling, devotion, destroy my illusion. So in order to get out first transformation, in the beginning I said, we have to hear every day, hear, 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 from Prabhupada lecture, from book, from the class. Without hearing, you will not get acquired knowledge. And then you apply, it will become realized knowledge. Arjuna now realized, he said, Nashta Moha, Smriti Labdha. Now I understood, memory has come. How? This is a key point. Tat prasadat maya ucchate. I'm very grateful to you, Krishna, for delivering me. Can you say this to Prabhupada every day? Can you say this to your guru every day? Yes. If you can do that every day, you will feel that elevation of consciousness within the heart. And Arjuna did that. Tat prasadat, by your mercy, Prabhu, I have removed my... Then, next line he said, Sthitosmi, now I am situated on the fundamental identity. I am a soul, belong to you, I am your servant. Then what are you supposed to do? Functional identity? Functional identity should be under the fundamental identity. Then problem is solved. So first identity is, I am not this body. I have nothing to do with the matter. This is first identity we should meditate. Second identity, I am a servant, belongs to Krishna. I am a servant of my guru. Third identity is Rasatattva. This is what this, unfortunately we ran out of time, but I still have a few minutes, I'm going to speak on the Rasatattva. So third identity is demonstrating in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is Rasa Samudra, ocean of Rasa. If we do not have this GPS, we cannot taste it. So I'm going to, maybe you know your third identity, the actually real identity in Vrindavan. So let me paraphrase and then you can maybe repeat or remember this. Every soul in contact with pure goodness will identify self as a shelter of pure love for Lord to enjoy that love. This is your final identity. And Arjuna is situated on that identity. So first identity, we are not this matter, we are not this body, Prabhupada says. Why he repeated? Because he is compassionate. Got it? Then second is, we are servant of our Guru and Krishna. Third is, that we actually have a most important sentiment in identifying self as a shelter or ashray of that love for Krishna to enjoy as a bishoy or enjoyer. Everybody follow? Means you have eternal relationship, a particular relationship. This is your ultimate identity. Arjuna has that relationship. But that relationship he cannot express through service now because Krishna left. So everything started. Of course, on that mood, I'm going to say what caused Arjuna to feel this today's purport, today's explanation, that he gave a three explanation. Throwing ghee into ashes shows no result. Why you throw ghee to ashes? You know what is that represent? Sacrifice. Sacrifice is not only throwing ghee into the ashes. Sacrifice means self-sacrifice. You give your life. Why did you come to temple today? Ask yourself. Why? To please Prabhupada and Krishna. Even if you say, well, I came for my, I want to have a Krishna consciousness. I want to enjoy Krishna consciousness. I want to go back home, back to Godhead. Even you have a self-desire, but if you trace it little back, where is this idea coming from? Because Prabhupada came to give us. So it is pleasing him when we come to devotee association, talk about. It is pleased Mahaprabhu who predicted that every town and village my name will be sang. So for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada, we come to temple or devotee gathering. Everybody agree with that? This should be the focus. So, Arjuna, very interestingly, in separation, he is tracing all his pastimes before what happened, and he found it is Krishna alone takes the credit, deserves the credit. So if you can start giving credit to Krishna, now if you may not be able to see it, everything, how Krishna deserves the credit, then you go to a senior devotee, say, can you translate my situation in a way that I see Krishna's hand is behind this? If you can see it, then you will experience what Arjuna is experiencing. Otherwise, we'll recite the Bhagavatam, we'll miss the whole opportunity. Tears should come also in our eye, hearing Arjuna's experiencing in separation. Because after this separation, Arjuna will unite with Krishna in such a jubilation, unparalleled. He never experienced this. After Mahaprabhu left, Prabhupada said, he left as if he doesn't care. But actually he does. Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. Because this is how you purify your consciousness. More separation feeling has to come from Prabhupada. Do you miss him? Are you grateful? Grateful means, the word grateful from Radhanath Maharaj, my spiritual mentor, I learned. Grateful means what you have received that you don't deserve by the mercy of that person. And material greed means what you don't have. spiritual grateful attitude is compulsory, because without that grateful attitude, it's such a divine virtue, no other good quality, no other divine quality can exist in the heart. Wow, what to talk about that? Even the heart cannot be a fertile ground for bhakti lata to grow if we don't have a grateful attitude to Prabhupada, to our guru, to our other Vaishnavas. It is compulsory. It is compulsory. That's why Maharaj found this in his lectures. Because if you understand this fertile ground, you may have got initiation, but if you do not know how to create a fertile ground, you know what fertile ground does? Two things. It allows the plant to grow, also goes deeply rooted. If our understanding is not deeply rooted and is not healthy, strong, little opposition come, little challenge come, you can see on the online, Facebook is loaded of those. Sometimes it's like they criticize this beautiful Mahaprabhu's movement, Kali Khan. They can do, this is what Kali tried to intervene, Maya tried to intervene through Kali, that's fine. But it's not our focus, should not be our focus. But how can you restrain and protect yourself if you have a grateful attitude towards this movement, to Srila Prabhupada? Then you can ignore those and focus what is the prime important things. With that note, I'll end. We have 2 minutes. If anyone has any reflection, I want to hear something you will take from this class. Yes, Prabhu. Dibbanga Prabhu.
I have a question about Brihaspati. I mean about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Yeah.
He's Brihaspati, correct?
Incarnation.
How did he, because he's a demigod's guru, how did he get in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya? What did he do to show up there?
Well, when you master 18 types of knowledge, complete knowledge is 18 division. When you master 18 division, your destiny has to end with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's what happened. And I'm glad Prabhupada gave that secret, because otherwise I would never know.
It's just such an amazing story, the whole Sarvabhauma Leela, you know.
We can relate, because this is also our last life. I like Mahatma Prabhu's. One time we were singing, well, how do we know how many more life? So he immediately said, how do you not know that this is your last life? So then I was contemplating and I was researching, yes, why not? This is our last life. Why should you think? Because Prabhupada said, make this life as your last life. Okay.
I love that point where you say, ask yourself, how much time have I spent with my spiritual master today? I say that sometimes when people ask me, gee, I'm having trouble, I'm not in spiritual enthusiasm. And I go, how much time are you spending with Prabhupada?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Such an amazing class, just right off your top of your head.
Vivekram Prabhu.
Really made me think, you know, it made me try to take sadhana more seriously.
Hari Bol, thank you. So I get this question often, how do you prove the existence of the soul in a scientific way? How can you prove the existence of the soul in a scientific way? Many times I get
it. It's very easy. Okay. You know how? James Hall is a director of the medicine, he's still there. He used to come to the shop, bought some diamond. I mean, I don't have to go through history. But I know him. He's a very interesting character. But you cannot repeat that to him because he'll feel hurt. He say, I don't believe anything. I say, wow, you don't believe anything, I say. Because sometimes I talk to the customer, I used to. I said, who is the doubter that doubting what I said? So what do you mean? I said, well, doubt cannot come from a dead body. You have a dead body. Body cannot produce doubt. And if you say brain produced doubt, then in our literature, Daksha regret when he had no head. He didn't even have a goat head yet. He just had got severe, but he regretted. Prabhupada put that point. So where this comes?
And then you ask this simple question, but don't repeat that to him because I'll feel hurt. He had a three-year-old daughter. And I used to like talk to her a little bit. Once in a while they would come in the shop. Then one time he said his wife was sick and then finally really passed away. I was a little mean. In our preaching we should not be mean. But I was mean because he called me, said, Govind, my wife passed away. My daughter is devastated, crying. I was mean in a sense. I told him, why don't you tell her what you used to tell me? It's made of atoms. The body is made of atoms. The person is made of atoms. See if it works. And he said, you are so mean. I said, I learned it from you. If you think the departed person is made of atoms, how do you convince your child? He said, the best thing you can do, if you really believe me, I'm your friend, even though we are customer and merchant supplier. Read the book I gave you, Bhagavad Gita. And now he chants once in a while. Yeah. So you have to attack the weakness they have. The emotion, feeling, cannot be measured. There is no such machine. No scientist, every scientist will agree. We are conscious beings. We are not dead matter. And he was an atheist, you know, he's the director of the medicine department, so he agreed. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.